domestic violence has become so rampant in our society, and most of it originates from the emotional abuse that we have been talking about. So again, going back to the emotional abuse that we addressed, before you get to this place of domestic violence, please deal with the emotional abuse issues. But anyway, so for the sake of the people who are already in this very volatile situation, I'm just going to give you a few suggestions of developing a personalized and practical safety plan for staying safe while you're enduring an abusive relationship. While every situation is unique, and yours is unique, mine is unique, other women's are unique, or other men's are unique, these tips are meant to help you think of actions that work for your own situation. So we'll start off with, have emergency helpline numbers of organizations at hand. I know that Nairobi Women's are big on domestic violence. Save these to your phone or write them down on a piece of paper that you keep with you at all times. The next thing you need to do is to reach out. Do you have a friend, a colleague, a family member, or a church member that you can call and one that you trust? Can you call them for support or help? If so, make contact with that person and let them know that you may need help during this time. If they're not comfortable, try somebody else. Remember to delete the WhatsApp or text messages just in case the abuser regularly accesses or has access to your phone. You can reach out to a number of people if need be by developing a WhatsApp group. You know, this helps in case some people are not reachable at the time that you may need support. Give that group a safe name so that it does not alert any suspicion should your abuser readily access your phone, which they most probably are. You know, the name of the group can be something that reflects what you would ordinarily do in your day-to-day life. For example, book club or children's play or Bible study, or just pick something that he just would not think has anything to do with part of your safety plan. Next, signal for help. Create a code word with your trust person or group so that people are aware when you're needing help. If you have neighbors that can help, you can also develop a visual signal that will alert them should you be in distress. Examples of visual signals could be switching an outside light on and off several times, or typing a piece of material or tying a piece of material around the railing of a fence or a tree. You know, just think, be creative. Hopefully you've agreed with your neighbor about what type of assistance you'll be needing depending on the visual signal. Next, delete searches or requests for help. If the abuser tends to look through your phone or you share the use of a computer at home, please be careful when reaching out for help. Delete your internet browsing history, websites visited for resources, emails and or WhatsApp SMSs sent to friends and family asking for help. If you called for help, dial another number immediately after in case the abuser hits the redial. I know this all sounds very sneaky, but you've got to look out for yourself and for your children. Planning to leave. If you're planning to leave, pack a bag. If you have children, include items for them too. items to pack include your documents. Do not forget your documents, your ID, passport, children's birth certificates, marriage certificate, land, you know, the land, title deed, medication, bank cards, change of clothing. Place these in a safe place where you can access the bag easily. And before you leave, ensure that you have airtime. If you do not, reach out to your trusted contact for help with sending you airtime or even internet data. Legally speaking, ensure that you have copies or have taken photographs on your phone of any important documents in case you're not able to get hold of the documents before you leave. This includes any orders, any protection orders that you may have had, or any visits to the police station that you may have had. If you can, keep a record of the abuse dates, events, and threats made. This will actually be useful when seeking legal support or protective mechanisms, like when you're applying for a protection order. Keep any evidence of physical abuse, such as pictures, if you have these. I know that is something that I did. I actually took photographs. Leaving. First, try to determine when is the best time to leave. Can you wait until the abuser is asleep or occupied with something? Be strategic. This is your life and your children's lives. If this is not possible, create a reason for going out. For example, say you need to go to the kiosk to buy something. Or if you have a family member living anywhere nearby, pretend that they are in a situation that requires your help immediately. You could also pretend to be ill and say you need to go to a doctor. Only do this when you know it is safe to do so. Know ahead of time where you want to go to. This could be to a friend or family member's house, but let them know beforehand. Be careful to whom you give your new address and phone number. After the lockdown is lifted, make sure that your children's schools are aware of the situation and inform them that only you or a person designated by you is authorized to collect your child or children from school. And if you work, please ensure that your place of work is aware of your situation. It always helps, so that should you need to leave immediately, you can, or should they need to protect you in whatever way they can. Reschedule any appointments that your abuser may have been aware of. Try to use different shops and frequent different areas that are not known to your abuser. If you remain home, try to change the locks and think of ways to further secure your house. Let friends and neighbors also know that the abuser no longer lives with you. Ask them to call the police if they see the abuser near your home or children. And continue to talk to trusted people about your situation. Seek counseling and legal assistance. I know this doesn't sound like much, but I pray that if you are in this situation, you will be able to think through some of these things in order to protect yourself and your children. You take care, and God bless.